Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive towards center. McCormick catches it and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and has McCormick trapped. There's the throw to Gordon, who tags McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey is hit by the pitch. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Feller. The throw from Massey and he is safe. That is a stolen base for Feller. There goes Boone. The throw and he's out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Allie Clark. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Bob Feller. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Dale Mitchell pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Ricker chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Carrasquel. Carrasquel fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Carrasquel. Mitchell scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. Doby moves all the way to home. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to White covering. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Rickard moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.